Hello, and welcome to Required Reading, the podcast that revisits the most impactful books from our childhood. I'm your host, Erin Bowles. My voice is a little phlegmy today, which somehow feels right for this book. Our guest today is Chad Morton. He is a television writer who likes to tell wacky, character-driven stories about misfits and unlikely heroes. He was born and raised in Delaware and later attended the Savannah College of Art and Design, where he graduated with a degree in dramatic writing. That's how we know each other. After graduating, he continued to pursue his passion for writing and moved to LA, where he worked his way up from production assistant to staff writer, and he's currently writing for the critically acclaimed series Abbott Elementary. He's a wonderful friend and role model. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that. I mean, it's about me, but it's cool.
Well, our book today, the most banned book of this
Yes.
century.
Yes. Like, that's part of why it was so coveted in my childhood.
Oh my gosh. By
Just
Dav
curiosity.
Pilkey, Captain Underpants.
The best.
What's your story with this book? How did it come into your life?
Captain Underpants, there's so much I could say. I distinctly remember, so I moved to Delaware around fourth grade, I think when I was 9 years old. And that's when I started to move more into just a wider range of books to give you more backstory. When I first learned how to read, my dad started taking me to the comic book store like every Wednesday. So all I wanted to read was comic books. I didn't care about anything that was like a normal book. If it didn't have like art, I didn't want to read it. So when I started to move into actually doing this program called AR Reading that we had at Carrie Downey, where you had to actually, read books for points and you get a pizza party or whatever at the end of the school year, I was trying to look for things that were more in my wheelhouse. And if I recall correctly, that year was the same year Captain Underpants was like starting to get banned. So there was whole discussions about it. I think one kid already had it out, and I heard about the book for so long, but I didn't know what it was. I knew I liked the cover whenever I could see it. I think the one copy we had was completely torn up, and we had a no-nonsense librarian, so she was the type to be like, "You got to read real books." She showed us. She went on Jeopardy. It was a whole thing. So she was smart. She was a smart woman, but it was only real books were allowed. And coming from comic books, I was always, against that. I was like, "I'm still reading. I don't know what the problem is." So it wasn't about until a year later that I managed to get a copy of it from the local library. And yeah, I just fell in love because it helps that it was about comic books, which I also didn't know. I had no idea.
I
It
forgot
wasn't
about
until
that
I read
too.
it. Yeah, when I actually got my hands on it, I was like, wait, I actually deserved this book the most. I felt the most entitled to it compared to all the other kids in the school. I was like, wait, this is something that I actually like. I just wanted it because it was about underpants.
I read it. I read the first couple ones when I was young, which I don't remember how that happened. Was it banned like in your area? Because we grew up in pretty similar
Yeah.
areas.
I remember hearing murmurs about that. It was about that and Harry Potter specifically. And I think Harry Potter, not because it was bad or anything, but so many kids just wanted that book specifically. So they just considered it a distraction. They're like, oh my God, kids want to read a big book. Let's
Gotta get rid of
just cut it out.
that.
Anything they're remotely interested in, like, let's ban that one. I remember Captain Underpants being around that same discussion and it just being a distraction. I remember that word being used and just overhearing it. But I don't know. I feel like the ban might have went into effect the year after, but I remember hearing murmurs of it that the year I realized it existed, which is fourth grade. It might have been part of why like I even wanted it, just because it was banned.
I mean, that makes complete sense. Like you said, it's about these two little boys who love making comic books. And I think they're in the fourth grade. I know they're in elementary school. There's something like magical about fourth grade. I don't know
Yeah,
what
the
it
tales of
is.
great nothing. There's a lot of it's like enlightenment
Yeah.
about happens.
It's a
Something just
different
clicks.
level. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's about these boys who love getting into hijinks, and they create this comic book character of Captain Underpants and hypnotize their principal into becoming Captain Underpants, and he gets into hijinks. And I think the most wonderful part of the many wonderful things in this book is that near the end, Captain Underpants, their hypnotized principal, runs into real danger, like runs into real
Yeah.
supervillains. And I think that is so wonderful for kids to be reading this and then hear What if your crazy fantasy is real? What if
Yeah.
you know the secret that no one else knows?
To actually be a part of the solution, of whatever happens.
Yeah. And there's even this element of, I think, when the principal gets loose and is Captain Underpants, they're like, oh, we have responsibility. Like,
Right.
we did this. Now we have to fix it.
Yeah, it's do you pronounce the author's name Dave Pilkey?
Yeah, I looked it up just before.
Yeah, it's just, there's no E, and I was wondering, but I always liked the emphasis, especially like looking back on it, rereading it, that he was like, they did all these hijinks, they did all these pranks, they were mischievous kids, but they were very good kids. And he reiterates that twice. They are good kids. They're just, they're like a prank or two.
Were you mischievous or a prankster at all?
I feel like where I really related was my best friend growing up. It still is to this day. His name was Jordan. And we were more mischievous when we were together. Let's put it that way. So I might have been the one like I guess like George in the book. That's a little bit more, reasonable. But when I got around him, we definitely did some pranks together. We did a lot of prank calls, ding dong ditch. Anything that was like just wrong and they have a lot of ways to block that, like we did.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, now everybody has like cameras everywhere.
I know.
Ring
Ugh.
cameras, seeing our snot nose faces running down the street.
Oh man. In hindsight, I wish I had been more mischievous. I think there's just
Yeah,
like
there's a freedom to it to some degree.
Absolutely. And I love that one of the main characters, I think it's George, is wearing a tie always.
I that was the first thing I put in my note. I was like, why does George wear a tie to
He's wearing
school?
a tie all
It's like something I'd never questioned as a kid, and it's like, what?
I loved it. I felt very seen. I don't think I ever, like, there's always a trope of like a kid who brings a briefcase to elementary school.
Right.
I never saw that kid. Maybe
Yeah.
because I was that kid a little
The
bit.
PDA. Yeah, I was like, it was very interesting seeing these characters. One of the things I wrote down was like, growing up, I thought I'd be like Harold because he was the drawing one, and all I did was draw all the time. But I was like, I ended up like George writing, and it's like more because he's the black kid. But I was like, that's the one I ended up like. But I always saw myself as somewhat a mixture of the two. And so this, I mean, this is the biggest part of me about why I love this book so much. It inspired me to do my own comic books. And I included all of my friends. I even brought it here in my Spider-Man journal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did it in fifth grade. As soon as I read the book, I remember on like page 10 or something, it said something about them having a bunch of different comics and how they went to the printer and copier. And I just got all my ideas from fiction. So it's like, wait, why don't I just do that myself? So I made my own superhero comic called Cosmic Warriors. And it had all of my friends in it, and I would pass it out to all the kids in the classroom. Here, let
Oh
me
my
see if I can find the
gosh.
first page.
Did you charge for it or was it a free
You know,
gift?
I should have charged for it. I thought about it, but I knew they didn't have money, and I actually needed them to see it. Some of the stuff, looking back on it, I was like, it's very pointed, and them, they'd be like, wait, you really think that of me? But yeah, this is everybody. Let me see.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's probably showing up backwards here, but that was all of us. I
No, it's
listed our
perfect.
personalities at the bottom. One of
It
them
says
says specific.
Chad, leader.
Yeah, just my personality was leader. And if you can see up top, I got all powers. I gave myself three powers. It
Everyone
was
else has one.
selfish. Yeah. It's pretty sad for my friend right here, Jerome. He was a cyborg. So the first chapter is about us getting powers, but he's the only one that didn't get any. So my other friend made him a cyborg. I had him listed as super smart because he was the smartest of all of us, always got all A's. My friend Jordan, really funny. He was the funniest kid I know, still to this day. My friend Jerome, again, also funny. He's like, second tier, but I didn't know what else to put as a fifth grader. I got my friend Philip, weird sometimes. That was just it. And then my friend Romy, mean. He low key was kind of like the recess bully, but also like our friend, kind of like Harold from Hey Arnold.
I had a friend like up until 12th grade who, in hindsight, I was like, this kid is mean. What am I doing here?
It was a weird relationship where we hung out, but sometimes he'd be the antagonist of the week. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, in high school, I don't know why I keep thinking about this, but in high school, there were so many times where we would be playing like Uno at lunch, and someone would do something to another person in the game, and suddenly you're like screaming people's like deepest, darkest problems just
To
into
the boogie change.
the room.
I remember Romy sometimes it'd just be like, if for him it would always come as like such a shock. Like if
Yeah.
we were playing like our DSs or something and he cheated, and I'd be like, man, and why do you always lie? And it'd just be like, what? Where did that come from? I would just be holding it in. So I did a one shot as comics
Hell
do,
yeah.
and this was like our event book. So Marvel has like Civil War, and all types of things that became movies. I did my own version of that, and it was based upon that same friend. He got suspended for fighting at recess.
In elementary school?
Yes, in
Oh my
elementary school.
God.
So I was like, oh my God, that's such a good idea for a story. So I made him, I had a storyline where he turned into the Hulk. Because his name was Romy, and I just had him
Oh.
hulked out, and he was going against all of us. The whole thing. I don't think I don't. If I recall correctly, he didn't like it when when he finally got back. I was
Yeah.
like, "Oh, bro, the issue didn't came out. It's about you, actually."
He like passed it out to everyone.
Yeah, he was like, "Why I gotta be the bad guy? Why do I look like this?" I was
And
like,
stop
"Well, that's when I
acting
got
it.
real
Yeah.
criticism."
Your first notes.
Yeah, I was like, you need to chill out. This is creator's intent.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised how much I was actually like doing, and I remember having fun and like reading a couple of them. I don't know how many when I was young. I was surprised at how much I was like continually laughing in this
Yeah, it's
reading.
still funny.
Yeah. And this is just one tiny detail. I really loved that the elementary school was named after Curly from the Three Stooges, Jerome
Oh, I thought
Horwitz.
that sounded familiar.
Oh, and the little boys are Harold from Harold and the Purple Crayon and George from Curious George. I just learned
He
that.
does little things like that where he had at one point the football team, they watched some VHS tape
Oh,
of like
yeah.
some dragon, the purple dragon. I was like, oh, that was Barney.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what he's
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
doing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I just wanted to ask, like, in a big scope, how do you think this impacted your sense of humor? Because you're a comedian and a
Oh
comedy writer.
yeah. I think it allowed me to embrace the simpler, sillier side of me. You know, I'm a sucker for things that everybody can get, even if it's a dad
Yeah.
joke. Like I know a lot of people don't like dad jokes and puns, but I'm like, even the little like smirk that you give or when you scoff at the pun, I like that sort of thing. I'm like, it's just something we can all enjoy, pick up everybody's spirits. Even if you are known as the guy that does quote unquote dad jokes, it's still you're more than likely somebody people want to be around. So I
Yeah.
always kind of liked that kind of vibe, you
Oh,
know.
I
And
love
I
that.
think I don't know, it just made me just be like I just became more myself, honestly. If
Oh.
anything, it was just an enabler.
Yeah, but it's also like
Yeah.
permission, which is so
Right.
gorgeous.
Permission to
Yeah.
just be silly. I like that, just even switching around the words into just something that's just like, oh, that says fart, and it's like to everyone, even if you eye roll, you're still a part of you that kind of wants to giggle. And it's like,
Exactly.
I
Oh, I've
love
been
that kind of
thinking,
thing.
yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that in my own writing of like, if it makes you laugh, why not? Like, it's not
Yeah.
hurting anyone, it's not rude.
Honestly, like now that you brought it up, I had to think about that even while like on Abbott, if I have to do like a scene or something, I'm like, oh, will that be funny if they think, do they think, I'm like, wait, do I think it's funny? Let me just do what
Exactly.
make me laugh. And
Yeah.
nine times out of 10, that's always worked.
Exactly. Again, like, what is wrong with like fart jokes and fake poop?
Right. Yes.
Like, why not? If
It's
it gets a
fun.
laugh.
I know that had teachers everywhere going crazy. I mean, you read some of the titles of the later books. It's like the big bad booger of the toilet. It's wild.
Know.
I'd read
Ugh.
it and I couldn't wait for the next one.
Exactly, because you knew you would have a good time and
Yeah.
it did make reading feel more approachable. And
It
like you
was
said,
fun.
like it gives you the idea to be like, this is something I can do. That's so critical.
It's funny how like even when you brought it up to me, like what book should I choose? I was like, instinctively deep down, I was like, I want to say Captain Underpants,
Oh
but I don't
yeah.
know if that is I don't know what people have been saying, like, oh, this deep book here, this deep book here. No, I want to choose the one with like fake doggy doo-doo.
Yes, thank God.
Who I am. That was the one I gravitated to.
Doing this right after Lord of the Flies, perfection.
Yeah, right.
Perfection. Thank God.
Yeah, I was like, man, I could say something serious, but I was like, you know, you're lying to yourself if you don't say the one with fart jokes. It's like,
Love, because I think this book came out at the very end of the 90s. In my mind, it was
right,
always in
yeah.
the aughts. But this book is just about as old as I am. One of my
It's pretty
favorite
jealous.
aspects is the hypnotism is a big thing. And it's a mail order little hypnotism ring. And
Right.
it's like 4 to 6 weeks, pay shipping and handling. And I was like, God, the kids these days don't
I know.
know.
They don't even know what that is. Now, I just
No.
ordered something an hour ago and I said, oh, yeah, give it to me tonight. $2
Exactly.
more. And just the idea of like that being so antiquated. Even the copier machine, I was like, the kids even know what
Do the kids know what
that
it's like to go to Kinko's like the night
is.
before a project is
It sounds like
due?
he has them watching VHS tapes. That's completely of a bygone era.
Because they like record over the VHS
Right,
tape,
right.
right? Ugh, lost
You
technology.
bringing up the mail order hypnotism ring reminded me. So I used to get, well, my dad would get me comic books that were like, I thought it was from the 60s, but it was just a reprint. I didn't know what a reprint was. So he got me the first appearance of Black Panther at Fantastic Four, and I cherished it like it was the real thing. Although I did spill like some juice on it one time, and I was like, oh my God, the value of this like $1 reprint just sitting. I felt shitty about it for days. But in the comic book, they had a section that was all those mail order things that were like X-ray glasses and hypnotism rings. And it reminded me of that. And I remember thinking like, oh, that gotta be fake. But what
But
if
exactly. And
maybe
I
there
love
is someone out there?
the extreme delay in the 4 to 6 weeks. I think they even say like they kind of forgot
Yeah.
that we were doing this. And I
Yeah.
like, but also like the momentum of like clinging to it and being like this thing that was on Nickelodeon at 9 p.m. that I somehow roped
Yeah.
my dad into
Don't beg,
buying.
mom. Yeah.
It's coming. You know, it's like
The
so
amount of
many
times you
like,
see stuff like that.
yeah. Oh my gosh. It is really fun for it to be like 11 p.m. and put on a YouTube video compilation of like aughts
Oh, yeah,
infomercials.
like soccer
Yes.
boppers. There's so many. I would just be like, I wish I had. I remember anything that related to art. I was like, please give me that. The zoo book, the zoo books.
Zubooks.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like,
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
they're like.
all those things.
And they came in the mail, and like I collected them. Nickelodeon had a magazine that was really good and had humor like this.
You need to really earn
Yes. And there was like
it.
weird little Disney magazines.
Yeah.
I did not read a lot of graphic novels, but I read a lot of, they had like graphic novels of Lizzie McGuire episodes and of Kim Possible
Oh, I know what you're talking
episodes.
about.
And I feel like that is somehow a part of my journey
Oh my God, they
into.
just unlocked the memory. Just of the amount of books I read that were based on like a show
That I'd already
that I
seen.
seen, and I'm like, wait, this is beat for beat what I saw, but I still read it.
Yes, again
I
and
was attached to it, yeah,
again.
over and over. Car rides. Oh my
Oh God.
God.
Maybe something about the glossy paper for me. I don't know.
I remember. I don't know what came. No, I think Captain Underpants came first, but right after that, we had our book fair, as you know, another thing from our era. And there was this book called Super Diaper Baby from the same writer. And but I remember it said from George and Harold from the creators of Captain Underpants. And I was like, oh my God, I have to. I thought it was like brand new, just released, because anything at the book fair in my mind just came out. So I was like, I have to get this book. I remember I got it. It was all in the comic style with I like that he's not afraid to make words like misspelled. Like, and like he trusted us that we would know that laugh is not spelled LAFF, you know. So I remember getting that book, and I really appreciated that the baby was black. I mean, it's a baby, but I was like, that's sick. It's the dumbest thing, but he's 1 year old, but I was like,
Counts.
yeah,
It
I remember thinking that was really cool. It was like Friday, I got that book that weekend. And I was going to my dad's house, and in the back of the car, I just read it. I read it twice. I loved it so much. And he had the little flip-o-rama thing going
Yes.
on. I would just sit there for at least 2 minutes. Kids have iPads now. Back then, I had
We were
flip-o-ramas.
flipping a single piece of
Just
paper really fast. Ugh.
That was a good 20 minutes of joy each time I saw it.
But I love that that one, correct me if I'm wrong, like had Harold and George's name on the cover. Like it
Yes,
was
yeah.
these kids that
Like
you
they
knew
wrote that.
and they got their book in the book fair.
Yeah, I was like, oh
Huge.
my
I'm
God, this
so
I
proud
didn't know
of
what
them.
meta was, but I understood what he was trying to do. And I was so just into that. Like a lot of the stories I was also really influenced by, no matter how silly or as simple as they were. And I realized, like, now this is before I read the book, but I thought it was funny seeing that the first book revolved around these robots with this crystal, and that they had to like get this crystal back, whatever. And I remember as a kid, I had these, I went in my mom's like drawer or something, and I found like all these like jewels and gems. And I would take a few of them and I would use them for my action figures. And for whatever reason, it always revolved around a powerful crystal. And I was like, what is it about kids? And we thought like gems held this sacred power.
No, because I have been thinking about this a lot lately, actually, and like I love classic Hollywood. The original movie Gaslight is about jewels. We don't have enough movies about jewels
We
lately.
don't, at
We
least not
just
once. I mean,
don't.
I guess technically some people would be like, oh, well, we had an Infinity War,
Right. And like
but
uncut
they
gems,
called
but
them
I'm like,
stones.
not
When I was
quite.
a kid, they were Infinity Gems. You know, just a little nerd fact for everybody. Like,
Good.
MCU called them stones. I didn't know why. Maybe stones are in more than a gem.
I don't know. But
See what
yeah,
happens.
I am thinking I don't know if you were in the class when I wrote it, but I wrote this like take on James Bond when we were in college. And I like haven't touched it since, and I'm suddenly like getting into the Mission Impossible movies, and I'm like, I want that. I want to be Tom
Yes.
Cruise doing that. So I'm
Yeah,
like, let's
it's
fucking
just
write it. Let's put
yeah,
me in
like
it. You know
yeah, you just do some random badass thing revolving around who cares, you
Jewels. Yeah,
know?
emeralds. Why not?
Emeralds.
We
You
don't
just
have
know
enough
they're
emeralds.
sacred and precious, and that's all that matters. Everybody in the audience gets it. I didn't even,
Exactly.
this crystal was so random in the book. I got it as a kid. I got it now at 29. We all get
It's just important. And yeah,
it.
it's like you said with the spelling, like Pilkey trusts you to come along with it.
Yes.
And it's so interactive and it's so incredibly
You
engaging.
know, you just brought up a point that now I'm thinking, like, I think as a kid, you can't really articulate what you're
No.
feeling as well as an adult. But I think that was part of my frustration in trying to convince whoever adults that this was worthy enough of being
Yeah.
submitted for my AR reading was that, like, I was like, I appreciate that he trusts me. It was like, I get it. I'm not dumber after reading the book. I was like, I just had a good time and I want to read more.
Yeah.
But I think so many times they just think it was like, I don't know, talking down to you or something.
Yeah.
But I just really appreciated that I felt seen by another adult who was, you know, making these books.
It is like an honor and a gift to be seen. It's so weird that I read these because my mom is a little bit of a snob. I mean, she's a huge academic. And so I am like, why was I allowed to read these? I wasn't forbidden from reading a lot of books. There was a handful where my mom, The Click was big, and my mom was like, those girls in that book are mean, and that's why you're not allowed to read it. Or like some TV shows were banned because my parents were annoyed by them, not because of the content. But then I'm like walking myself through these thoughts, and I'm like, yes, my mom has a PhD. She also loves to burp the alphabet. And that's like
Yes,
the
this is
essential
in
thing
all of
about this
us.
book. Yeah, it is in all of us.
Yeah. I think my dad saw like in the back of the car that I was reading Super Diaper Baby, but I think he just like giggled and was like, it's just, you know, as long as the kids are reading, that's my dad.
Exactly.
He
Yeah.
had a few times he walked in on me watching Billy and Mandy or Ed and Eddie, and he'd just be like, what in God's name? But you know, it's like, I don't know, kids are kids. And Manny, that was the closest to a Cartoon Network show ever getting banned. I think my dad walked in on the craziest scene. I think Billy was just picking his nose, and I think his like brain came out or something. And he was like,
Yeah.
I think you might have to turn this off.
Yeah.
It's
They're
like, wait, it's for kids.
Exactly.
They made this for us. That means I should consume it.
Exactly.
That was my logic. No, it's okay. It's on Cartoon Network.
It's for us. Oh, I love that though.
Yeah, I was a guy who or a kid who always would, I don't want to say a smart ass back talk, but I would question a lot. Like, well, if it wasn't appropriate, why would they deem it appropriate for millions of kids to see? You know, just really trying to argue my way into getting what I wanted.
I like that because in this book, the principal is silly and stupid and emotionally immature, and we get won over on him. And we know that, like, it's important to have an adult there, but the right adult. And I think that's huge. Like, any book that says
Actually,
adults can be wrong, yeah.
yes, yeah. I was like, I actually really like that they allowed him to be wrong, but also, like you said earlier, George and Harold knew enough to take care of him to be like, okay, like he did make us do anything he asked for the past 2 months, but like we can't die.
Yes.
They felt responsible for him leaping around,
Exactly.
and I always really appreciated that because as many pranks or whatever as I did, we had good moral complexes. I would say me and my friend, we were like,
Yeah.
something that was too far, we'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. We gotta
Exactly.
relax. You know, we would never do anything that would make somebody feel bad. And I think that's the kind of kids
Yeah.
that George and Harold were sort of like.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned it earlier, there is that refrain of like they're still good kids.
Right.
And a lot of kids don't get to hear that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he just ostracized.
Yeah.
But they did have each other, and I always appreciated that too.
Yeah. It's one of my tiniest soapboxes of like participation trophies are sometimes the only time a kid hears the words good job, like all year.
True. I never thought about
Like, you do not know what's going on at home, so let them have their stupid piece of
that.
plastic.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, it's really not hurting anyone.
No, they're
No.
babies.
People want to think, yeah. They feel good that day, you know.
Yes.
I
God forbid a kid smiles.
had down that I was like another popular book that everybody read, but I it reminded me like of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, in the sense that it had like the silly drawings and I related so much to the main character. I think it's pretty funny. Like at around the time that book came out, I definitely felt like I was too old for it. My mom got it for me for Christmas. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, really. And I ended up reading all of it. I was like,
Oh,
dang,
awesome.
I love this kid. You embrace the sillier side of things in both stories and just what it was like to have such a big sense of wonder as a kid. And everything was so big.
Yes. And it's nice to pair that of how big everything feels with like monsters and robots and like things are
Right.
big, actually. It's not
Yeah.
just you.
Real
Oh,
danger.
yeah, the stakes get pretty high pretty fast.
This was also the kind of book series that, because it was so coveted, I read it in the most random order. It was just whatever you get your hands on, you know. It was just like, oh, the toilet potties. It's like, okay, I got that one. Which one do you have? Oh, I got Boogers Part Two. It's like I never
Part
knew
two.
whatever the library had, but it would just be like just whatever I could get that said Captain Underpants. Like I need it
Oh my
feverishly.
God.
Yeah.
Feverishly. I like that. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And just because I am a Marylander and we're so annoying, the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid went to UMD.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, him and Jim Henson.
Dang. I should have went there. I used to think I had to follow in the footsteps of somebody I liked. It's the
Right?
only way to be
Oh.
like them. I had to do exactly step for step what they did.
That's true. That's why I was like, I the NYU or die. And I
Yeah, that's
lived.
the big thing with me. It's like, if I don't go to USC, then I'm just no one.
Then I died. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the rest of these years? I'm working in office. There's a guy that I was looking at his, he does like little comic strips online. His name is Beetle Moses. And you might have seen it, just didn't realize it, but his comics have the same kind of silly energy, or his guy comics have the same kind of silly energy that Captain Underpants did. It feels like an evolution of that. So it felt good to
Oh,
just
yeah.
shouting him out just because there's still other people like Dave, you know,
Hell
still kind of
yeah.
doing the sillier things that just
Yeah.
make you chuckle at any point throughout the day. It might have made me, like I say to Livy, my girlfriend, like I've always liked four quadrant stuff, but not because it's like an exec, here's four quadrant, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we can get all the money in the world. But I was like, no,
No,
that's not what's gravitating me towards that. I just like four quadrants because I like to make all demographics and all people like laugh at something or like recognize a story. So like Finding Nemo or anything Pixar does, like where you can go, oh, okay, you can put that anywhere, and anyone across the world, from Cambodia to South Africa to wherever, can all understand like the general premise of this story. And I think I'm going for Finding Nemo. I want to say like Captain Underpants has a sort of universal nature to
Absolutely.
it, in just embracing our sillier side that is often pushed down by or stifled by many adults in our lives.
Yeah, it comes down to everybody poops,
Yes, yes, yes. I think that's the better version of what I was trying to say.
It
I like
sometimes
something
is
like
that
that.
simple.
But you're like, wait a minute, it's another enlightening moment for a fourth grader. You're like, wait, everyone boops. Oh.
Why are we ashamed of it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't even know. Yeah, it's like
we're all
we
there.
all have to go through it, you know?
Oh my gosh. I really am thinking about reading more. Or actually, I meant to ask, did you see any of the movies or
No.
read
So,
there's also Dog Man, which just had a
yeah,
movie just
and I
now.
really appreciate that. It's funny. Our showrunner, he talked about taking his kids to see Dog Man, and they loved it. So I really like that. His legacy is still going on. So we had Captain Underpants, the kids of today have Dog Man, and still written by George and Harold. But my dad actually took my little brothers to see the first movie, and he only really decided to go. Usually he'll try to push it off or wait, but he remembered me reading them and loving those books. So he was like, okay, I'll actually take the kids to go see this one. And he called me after and he said he loved it. He said it was really funny. Yeah. So I was like, that was really cool.
That's
And I think now
beautiful.
they have like a sequel series on Netflix. But honestly, rereading the book made me like want to check out the movie.
Yeah, me too. And it also feels like, how would you mess that up, in
Right, yeah.
adapting it? And it feels pretty
Yeah, it's all there. I mean, look, you got the kids. We gonna laugh. I
Exactly. That's true.
didn't think it was crazy that George was Kevin Hart. I was like, I didn't exactly picture
Oh.
that.
No.
Yeah. Not necessarily something I ever imagined adults, but no,
That
nah,
feels,
that's pretty cool.
yeah, it feels wrong to have
For that
them.
reason, I just imagined like Gerald and Hey Arnold, like any kid comparison that I could
Yeah,
think
it's
of. Yeah.
weird that they're
Just
voiced
kid
by
voices.
adults.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently they did a good job.
Wow, good. Well, would you consider it required reading?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Even
would
from
definitely.
like especially from the smartest of us, the best of us. I think the most academic kids should probably read it the most. They're probably getting
Yes.
hammered down with Lord of the Flies or whatever. I almost said Gatsby. I don't know what kid is reading Gatsby,
There are
but
some. There are some.
yeah, I was like, it feels good to just I don't know, come back down to earth a little bit and read something that's just silly and fun.
Especially like being on the flip side of that and like genuinely having been a snob, it like yanks the stick out of your ass, and that's
Yes.
so
Yeah.
critical.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I get it. Also, I also enjoy
Those are the
it.
laughs I always want to get with the dumbest of jokes. Like the snobbiest. I'm like, if I got a laugh out of you, it's like, okay, I did it. I won.
I did it. I won. Oh,
Yeah.
yes. Well, I'm so glad we did it. This was so fun.
I
Most banned book of the century.
have to do it.
But do you have anything to plug?
Undeservingly
Yes,
so, by the way,
undeserving.
because undeserved.
It's wild to like see this and like Beloved on the same
Yeah.
list.
You
Insane.
know what's also crazy too is bringing up that this is banned. So I was part of a one-man crusade of trying to convince my teachers that graphic novels or comic books should be allowed. I remember I used to bring them in class and they'd be like, no, this doesn't count as a real book. But I was like, do you see these big text bubbles? I was like, I'm not skipping around these. I'm really learning new words I would have never known. And I think for me, I really gravitated to comic books because my dad was an avid comic book reader, but also I wanted to be, at that time, I only wanted to be like an artist. I was like, I know I'm gonna draw in some way, shape, or form, which didn't really end up happening. But at that time, I really believed I would. So for me, I was getting a dual benefit of seeing great art, being inspired by great art, but also reading good stories. Again, I'm 10 years old, so nobody was listening to me. But it was awesome to then read Captain Underpants, see two kids who made comics all day, and also it was containing a wonderfully written story.
It has it all. It is an incredible book. Absolutely required reading. Yeah, no doubt. Is there anything you'd like to plug now that we've done it? Obviously, watch Abbott.
Sure, right on. Yeah, watch Abbott Elementary, of course. Check out Beetle Moses comics. I think his web comics are really funny. He's just some random guy that I really appreciate. And oh, of course, Dave Pilkey's his other works. He had some other book I've always wanted to check out. I think it had Cavemen. It came out relatively recently, so I was an adult. But I don't know. Like at this point in time, I just felt so attached to the things that he does. If I ever got to meet him, I would thank him.
Oh my gosh. Hell yeah. Well, I will stop the recording.
Yeah.